So, but just to be clear, he developed pneumonitis while on durvalumab.
Yeah, he had pneumonitis before he was randomized.
So he had pneumonitis that was related to the radiation therapy.
Yeah, although my radiation oncology colleagues would say to his chemo radiation therapy.
So he had pneumonitis, but...
Yeah, that's correct. We got that under control. He remained eligible for treatment, went on study, and then he had a flare in his pneumonitis. And we, I mean, probably for 2 months, we had these frequent visits up and down, steroids, hold, antibiotics often. And then we reached a period where none of that happened again. And it was a point for the first couple of months where, like, every visit I was expecting him to come off study or some other issue. And then we reached a period where things were just fine. So,
but just to be clear, the study allowed people to go on durvalumab who already had radiation or chemo radiation pneumonitis.
If it resolved. If you got that resolved and they were off steroids.
And it sounds like you're comfortable doing that right now off study. So you have a patient who's having radiation pneumonitis, it resolves, you're okay with using durvalumab.
Absolutely. I think it's a high risk. Even my patient that didn't have pneumonitis that went on to durvalumab, always watching out for it. I think the patient had it resolved. Yeah, definitely a little more cautious with that patient in terms of visits and being attuned to starting steroids, but not a reason to prohibit use of durva if you've gotten control of pneumonitis, in my view.
In your mind, are you using this with the hope of improving the chance of cure?
Yes, no question. I mean, you look at 20% with our 20-year approach of chemo RT, I mean, we've got to do better. I think a lot of critics would say, David, all you're doing is you're taking patients with distant disease, you know, occult disease, and you're giving them something like KEYNOTE-024 early. You're giving them immunotherapy early. This was like the switch conversation, switch maintenance studies, you know, the famous Phidias trial with docetaxel.
Right.
You're just giving therapy earlier than they would have gotten had you just waited for them to recur later. There's probably truth to that. I mean, in theory, you're addressing micrometastatic or occult disease. I think when you can start to affect survival, I think that's a difference maker for patients.